There is a little royalty on the big show this morning. It's Elton John's Mama Can't Buy You Love. Good morning from Paul, Friday, February 12th, and there's a couple of big things today. A, first day we can file our taxes and expect a refund on the way from the IRS. Did you know that's today? I coincided my last day to to do that with the IRS. They are anticipating about 90% of those who file electronically, you will get your refund within 21 days if you have direct deposit. Mm-hmm. So they're on it, even during the time of pandemic. My goodness, I hope we're not in for another Monday and Tuesday. Remember what it was like? We had cold temperatures, and then we had the snow move in, which we had about, less than a quarter of an inch last night. And then, of course, anytime it slows down, the possibility for black ice increases because the exhaust from your vehicle gets down on the road, makes that black ice, and, yeah, it could be slippery. And we already this morning have a lot of accidents out there. There's a good 5-6 minute delay on 494 westbound in Richfield in the old Geiger Stomping Grounds, right about 35W. A lot of crashes in the system already this morning. It's just going to take you a little longer. So watch out when you come to intersections and ramps and bridge decks. They're going to be, a little slippery today. Yeah, last day, man, we're going to have fun. Been in the truck with you, Mark, for a long time. Thanks for cruising.
I gave a girl a ride in the wagon. Walking in love with a love that's so, so fine.
HEMY, HD2, Coon Rapids, bringing you WDGY Hudson. Programming paid for by WRPX Incorporated.
It's the best part of the whole song right there, right, Uncle Mike? Oh, that's good. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers T-Rex doing Bang a Gong, Get It On. And that's what we are doing today on the final Paul Geiger show as we morph into retirement here. It's going to be great. Thank you so much for the love on Facebook, too, and all the emails and the phone calls. Just so nice. So nice to be sharing this with you. Hey, we want to get a shout-out, too, to our friends at Hormel Foods. I love those guys. Austin, Minnesota-based company, you know. Yeah, I love my Spam. Anybody will tell you, I dig my Spam. Well, guess what? Hormel just bought a business from Kraft. They bought the Planters Nut business from Kraft. So now Planters Nuts is going to be owned by Spam. You know, Hormel Foods. I don't know if there's a, you know, they could have a cashew and Spam variety. I just don't know. Big time deal, like $3.35 billion. So all the Planters brands are in there, Nutrition, cheese balls, corn nuts. Oh, how many people broke a molar on a corn nut?
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around.
WDGY, FM 92.1.
Cat Stevens doing Wild World and the Ozark Mountain Daredevils before that, if you want to get to heaven. Thanks for reaching out on the email this morning. It's Paul at WDGYradio.com and some action on the talk text line too, 651-564-WDGY. Part of my morning routine is, you know, I'll get a cup of coffee before I have breakfast and I'll just sit on the couch and watch the news to make sure the world hasn't ended so that I know I got to go to work. But I was watching Ken Barlow on Channel 5 this morning, and you know, when you're in kind of that zone, you're having the coffee and you're just waking up, and all of a sudden I heard Ken say, warm up. Man, did my ears perk up. Now, we do have to wait a little bit, but by the middle or end of next week, we probably won't be below zero anymore, and temperatures could be maybe 10 to 18 degrees by Thursday. That's a warm-up. So let me give you the proper forecast next, and we'll get back into the tunes, including a request. John, it was great to see you. We're going to do that Rhythm Heritage song. It's coming up. One more morning, we have a wind chill advisory, and in all honesty, we're probably going to have it every morning the rest of the weekend. It gets to a 2 below for the high today, down to 11 below tonight, and then 1 below our high tomorrow. And there is a chance of a little more snow tomorrow. Doesn't look like a major snow event, but it's definitely out there. So we're at the 12 right now. Yes, that's 12 below, and the wind chill is 29 below. Call out the troops. England Dan and John Ford Coley. Then we did a tune from Smokey and the Miracles, The Tears of the Clown, and it was the group The Miracles that gave the Motown label their very first million-selling single. It was in the early 60s. I think it was 1961. Remember the name of the tune? Shop Around. That became the first million-selling single, well, of many. The label's first number one hit, too, on the R&B singles chart. We love looking back. You know, at all the This Day in Music History stuff we do. Like this one, This Day 1964, Beatles returned to New York City by train from Washington. They had two performances at Carnegie Hall. The demand for tickets, even though extra seating was managed, just crammed the people in there. What I love is look at the ticket prices. The cheap seats, $1.65. If you wanted to sit in the expensive seats, it was $5.50.
Penny Lane, there is a bar showing for.
Kind of fitting we play that Harry Nilsson song Without You after the Beatles, because the guys in the Beatles thought Harry was, boy, the next best thing since sliced bread. Harry Nilsson was a favorite of John Paul George and Ringo for all the great tunes he did. That's one of them right there, his version of Without You. Moon, we're going to have a wild night tonight, aren't we? It's Van Morrison, Retirement Time 2021. Little Stevie Wonder, Made to Love Her. Again, we've had a lot of people questioning whether Back to the 50s weekend is going to be going on, and we talked to Wings Callahan about that earlier this week, and they, like a lot of organizations, they're waiting to see what the governor's recommendations are going to be and any new mandates that take place. So, but we have a lot of friends that we have met and enjoyed our times with out at Back to the 50s weekend at the fairgrounds. You know, we mentioned when Wings was gone, we'd get to do his show. What an honor that was, you know, bringing the junior varsity team. So fun. Jorv, our buddy Jorv. I got your email, too, your second one. That's so nice of you. Oh, boy, did we have some fun. Again, the vending machine expedition we were on. Jorv bought a vending machine, and we were going to try and bring it back to the trailer where we were broadcasting from. A pretty big thing, and I was going to hold on to it, sitting on the back of a golf cart, and we were going to use this guy's dolly. And the guy says, look, I never saw you. As far as I'm concerned, you stole the dolly from me. Thankfully, we came up with an alternative plan. Oh, Jorv, that was fun. We're back into the tunes with Looking Glass.
FM 103.7.
Hey now, there's a good rolling Rolling Stones tune, Get Off of My Cloud. We love the early Stones. It's Paul here on Ouija, and Bob from Beldenville, we did get your email this morning. You heard right. We are retiring. Boy, we've had a great time, and we thank you, Bob, for being an excellent listener. And I beat you to the punch. Bob's going to retire in 1 week, next Friday. Bob works at the St. Croix Valley Wastewater Treatment Plant in Stillwater, and we're going to put Bob in there in the essential worker category. Thanks for going to work and getting it done for so many people, Bob. We hope you have a great retirement, too. Oh, we're going to enjoy it, aren't we? Certainly think so. Here's your favorite tune from Joan Baez. Hits, and we've been doing it for decades. WDGY is the original rock and roll station. Hey, Mr. Tommy Erickson, thanks for going to the talk text line. I'm going to throw that number out, 651-564-WDGY. Tom Erickson and I have been hooked up through the radio for I can't even tell you how long, back to when it goes to when I was doing the Saturday Night Cruise at WLTE. He made me laugh this morning because he says, hey, Paul, remember these famous words. It's a big, beautiful world out there, and here I sit, sucking on popsicles. That is the Wolfman from American Graffiti, which is still a great scene. And we did. Remember, Tom, when we interviewed the Wolfman on the Saturday Night Cruise? Gosh, that takes us back to the days of the Gonculator and so much. Thanks, brother. Great to get your note. I know we'll see you in the future.
Every time I think of you, it always turns out good.
Ouija, all the hits of the 60s and 70s. WDGY, Hudson, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Doing well. Neil Diamond's Holly Holy. WDGY, 6 minutes after 7. Thanks, everybody. Gosh, we're having fun. This is our last show together, you and me, as we go into retirement now after this. Bradley, we got your last request that you sent in this morning, and we will play some Alan Parsons Project. And folks, I told you that Brad works at Innovative Blood Resources in the Memorial Blood Center. Giving blood, it's a good thing to do, and I will be the first to say I have not been more than once, and I should. I know our friend Beth Kidd, she's given like 8,702 pints of blood and plasma and doing the right thing. So, all right, Brad, I just got your public service out there. You owe me $10.
WDGY.
I lost that love before. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
Well, that one works. You've made me so very happy, and it's so very true. Good morning, it's 7:15, your old pal Paul here. We get to do a little bit of Hollywood news for you. Take you back in time and remember that Love Story, the motion picture, is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Now, Paramount celebrated the milestone. They released a newly restored limited edition Blu-ray version of the film this week. And we'd like to congratulate co-stars Ryan O'Neal and Ally McGraw. They're going to receive stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Now, the ceremony is today, but like everything else, it's virtual. Both Ryan O'Neal and Ally McGraw were nominated for Oscars for their roles as Oliver Barrett and Jenny Cavalieri. and Love Story. Opened in theaters, I guess, 1970. Hey, Jim, we're going to play that Dorothy Moore tune for you, Misty Blue. We've got it coming up. You know, sadly, folks, we knew this was probably going to happen. It's like it was this past Monday and Tuesday when we had the cold and the light snow and the black ice. It is just very slippery out there, and it must be because we cannot even keep up with all the spinouts and the accidents that are out there, and we're hoping that these are just fender benders, nothing severe. But if you do have to go out today, you got to get to work, maybe go out and get the essentials, run some errands. Just be aware. We had little less than a quarter of an inch of snow. At least that was the tally that Ken Barlow said on Channel 5. Plus, we had about the same in our neighborhood, too. So we're going to keep the wind chill advisory around here this morning. At least the National Weather Service is. That's in effect until 11, only 2 below for the high today. 11 below again tonight. Maybe a little more snow tomorrow, and Saturday's high will be 1 below. The high on Sunday, 5 below. 13 below now, and the wind chill is 31 below. That's why they put that advisory out there. Although, you know, you step out 30 seconds, you'll get it. Just me, or does the coffee taste extra special this morning? I'm just saying. Hey, Mike, thanks for going on our talk text line. Mike lives in St. Cloud and is one of our regular listeners, and COVID has kind of forced him off the road, and he's been working at home, but it's been great to correspond with you. And yes, it would be so fun to go to the June Bug. Luther Westside Volkswagen for many years has hosted the Twin Cities Volkswagen Club in a really fun show that we've been out to before. I think this, boy, if I got the numbers right, this would be their 35th year. Now, the date we saw early was June 6th of this summer. We hope it goes on, Mike. We know you're going to be firing up your green bug and driving down there. What'd you say it was, in 1972? And our friend Keith Stevens, he's got a really nice Volkswagen. He's gone out to that show before as well. So, again, we hope these shows get rolling out there. One of the guys that works with us, Jeff Butler, he goes to a lot of the local shows, the North St. Paul History Cruise and the Bloomington show that they have. And Jeff is going to join us about 9:30 this morning, give or take. You know, we'll have Larry Fitzgerald on, too. But we'll see what Jeff knows about some of these upcoming summer car shows. I think this area is just really jam-packed with some great cars, great shows, and great people.
Silently for me, WDGY. Been 40 days since I don't know when.
There's Lee Michaels. Do you know what I mean? On Ouija, WDGY. We told you earlier this week we were so excited to see the Chanhassen Dinner Theater start booking some shows in the future here. We had Stevie Ray on from Stevie Ray's Improv, and then I think it was Tuesday. Bill, were you supposed to be on Tuesday? Is that right?
I believe it was. I believe it was.
So our friend Bill Shearer, who's in the Fabulous Armadillos, a fantastic band. They're going to do some shows out there. I had Bill lined up on Tuesday morning at 8:30, and you never called. And the first thing I said to myself was, oh, musicians.
Well, later on in the day, I said something else, but it wasn't that.
We're all humid, and we rescheduled you, and it's not a problem. So we've had Bill on the show before numerous times because, A, we're kind of fans. My wife and I have seen you at the Chanhassen Dinner Theaters, and you and the fabulous Armadillos do your Eagles tribute show. And I am not exaggerating, and Paul is actually coming in today. We sat down, you started to play, we closed our eyes, and it was like the Eagles were up there. I mean, that's the level of musicianship and skill that you bring to these shows. We feel terrible because of COVID, because you guys and everybody else, you haven't even been working.
Not so much. You know, we've done things here and there. We did some outdoor shows in the fall, and we did some indoor shows in November. And I got COVID, and a bunch of us got COVID in November doing shows. And so we kind of, you know, backed off, and here we are again. You know, the Chan does a great job of making things as safe as possible in this kind of era, you know.
Yeah, that's what Stevie Ray had said. I mean, with their setup there and their dedication to the fans who come out to see these shows, they do an excellent job. So we would really encourage people to go out to some of these shows. As I said, my wife and I saw the Eagles tribute show that you do. But you're going to be, I wanted to bring this one up too, because this is going to be right in our listeners' alley too. You're going to be doing a show, is it April, the Vietnam era?
Yeah, it's. I think it's April 24th is a Wednesday. I think it is.
Yeah, you're going to have actually.
I guess it's April 21st. My wife says.
Oh, isn't it good to have wives?
It is.
Yes.
It is, because last night I said, "Help me remember this," because it's 2 months away.
Yeah.
And it's a Wednesday through Saturday. And if they go on the Fabulous Armadillos webpage or go to the Chanhassen page, they'll find out for sure which date. But I'm sure that was right. My wife is always, she's way smarter than me. And that's an interesting show, because it's based on, you know, a book where the book was actually all about the favorite songs of the Vietnam vets while they were in Vietnam and stuff. And "We got to get out of this place," of course, is kind of like their mantra.
Sure.
And so it's a lot of those. It's Turn, Turn, Turn by the Birds is one, another one. Sky Pilot is another one, you know. It's, and then we, besides the music in that show, we have three vets that come up on stage and each tell their stories after each has certain stories that they talk about with relating to songs.
It's a moving show, we have heard.
Yeah.
And so it's not just the music, it's really a piece of oral history that goes back to the Vietnam War. And I think there's not
honestly it's the vets that make the show, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, they're amazing, really, really amazing guys, you know. And so, yeah, that's a great one. We have a lot of fun with that. It gets lots of requests, you know, to do it again. And, you know, in fact, I think right after we do it at the Chan, we do it in St. Cloud the next week. So,
all right.
So it's crazy. You know, it's been a big, huge, popular show for us.
Well, that's
great. I think that and Eagles.
Yeah, those two
seem to be the most popular.
But you do other, I mean, you do other shows, and...
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. In times of non-COVID days, yeah, we're busy as we can possibly be.
Let's face it, you're
a bunch of old men.
You're a bunch of guys who maybe are a little busier than you want to be, and it's like that old cartoon, I don't know if you've seen it, there's a bunch of older gentlemen walking into a club, and it says on the marquee, "Rock and roll show tonight." Some young kids say, "Hey, aren't you a little old to be carrying gear for the band?" And they go, "We are the band."
Yeah, that's how we feel sometimes. It's amazing, you know. Like the Eagles, I think we've been doing it, I don't know, what is it, 12 years, 13 years, something like that almost.
That's a long time. Bill Scheer is with us here. Bill plays in the Fabulous Armadillos. They have some shows coming up at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. If you want some tickets, just go to the Chan website or go to the Fabulous Armadillos website, and you can get in there. You know, you talk about loading all that gear and everything. The keyboard player that we used to play with, he had the greatest line. He was in a band, and the lead singer would come in when everybody was setting up their gear and schlepping gear, and he'd have his microphone and plug in and say, "Okay, I'm ready."
Yes, yes, yes. Yep, you know. Yeah, it's a lot of gear sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, me, I don't play in most of the shows. I just get to go up and sing for a change, which is weird because when I was in other bands, I was always a guitar player as well. And so the Eagle show, I get to play a fair amount, so that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And so I get to do a little more of that because, you know, you need five guitar players to do the Eagles
songs. When you do the Eagles songs, I mean, look at One of These Nights. There's just one guy. All he does, whole song, boom, 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 boom. You know,
yep.
You got to have five guitars. And I will say, Bill is a great singer and a great guitar player, too. Don't sell yourself short because you, you are a player in your Mexican Telecaster. Still got that?
I do. Most of the time I don't use it, but I still have it. Yep.
Oh.
I used it. I bought it when we were doing a Doobie Brothers tribute show. Was how I wound up with a telly, and I just wanted it for the Doobies show, and here it is. And we don't do the Doobie show anymore.
Yeah, I bet your wife said, "You're buying another guitar."
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. Yeah. Crazy. Musicians are a funny lot.
Well, yes, you are, Bill. Bill Scheer, again, Fabulous Armadillos. Thanks for joining us on our last show here, and you've been on before, and we consider you a friend. We've met your family out at the Back to the 50s weekend, and we know you're all kind of car crazy, and your son, great guy, and just the best to you and your family. I know your wife recently broke her foot, and we wish her a speedy recovery.
Hey, well, thank you. It's great to be on with you and going to miss you.
Yeah, thanks, man. We know. You're a good friend of the show, Bill.
You betcha.
Yeah, you're a good friend of the show, and thanks for all the kind words over the years. We'll see you around. We'll see. I'll be the groupie on stage. Hey, can I have your autograph?
Hey, I hope so.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
All right. Bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. It's Bill Scheer from the Fabulous Armadillos. And go to Chanhassen Dinner Theater's website. You can get ticket information right there. Thanks, Bill.
WDGY. WDGY. FM 92.1.
Still don't know what I was waiting for. And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes. Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
It's gonna have to be a different man. Ripples change
their sides, but never leave the stream of warm permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Ch-ch-ch-changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Ch-ch-changes.
Don't tell them to grow up and out of it.
HDMY, HD2, Coon Rapids, bringing you WDGY Hudson. Programming paid for by WRPX Incorporated.
Don't go changing to try and please me.
That's a great shot. Oh. Hey, it's Ouija. This is WDGY, Billy Joel, Just the Way You Are. And we want to thank again Bill Shear from the Fabulous Armadillos. Those folks going out to the Chan, and they're doing some other shows, too, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So, Monday, you are working Monday, right?
Am I working Monday?
Yeah, this Monday?
Am I working Monday?
I don't know.
Yes, I'm working Monday.
Oh, all right.
I was just giving you a hard time. I always give you a hard time.
Wow. You made me gag there.
I noticed that. How are you, Paul?
I'm great. This person we're talking to is the good doctor, Dr. Don Michaels, and you're going to be doing this starting Monday. Don has been with us doing weekends. You did some fill-in when Janie was gone.
Yeah, I did.
Love having you on board. You and I have a... Don's a great guy, but we have a strange relationship because...
We started with an email relationship, you and I.
Yeah.
And I sort of rediscovered the radio station. This has been a few years now, isn't it, Paul?
Easily.
And I kind of discovered the radio station by accident and started listening to it, and I must have sent off an email to somebody, and you got it, and then we started exchanging emails back and forth over the years. And... And then I called you one day, a little over a year ago, and started noodling around with the idea of... I'm noodling around with the idea of, if you ever need somebody, I love the music.
Yeah, you do. And
one thing led to another, and God bless Greg Borgen.
Yeah.
He put up with my... I had a meeting with him, and then COVID hit, and that put the kibosh on things, but... I kept calling him and calling him and calling him, and then he stopped.
Stalking. You were stalking him.
I was stalking. He stopped taking my calls. No, that's not true. No, Greg was so very gracious and kind to me. And, my first day on the air here last August was my birthday.
Oh, I remember your first day, but I don't know.
August 1st.
Okay.
That was my birthday. Right. So that was sort of Greg's gift to me.
That was very nice.
Yeah,
I remember, Don and I would be emailing back, and Don is a big fan of the music, just like we are. So we'd be talking about music. I'm going, Don Michaels, I know that name. And one day I just asked you, are you Dr. Don? And you said yes.
Yeah, that was me way, way back. You and I go, as far as Twin Cities Radio, we go way back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was Dr. Don, and folks might remember when KSTP AM was a top 40 station.
Mm-hmm.
And, I got a job here. I was in the Quad Cities and came up, and Rob Sherwood
hired me. Wow, love it.
To do a 9 to noon at KSTP, and I had the honor of following Heinz and Bush.
Mm.
On KSTP, and that's where I started using Dr. Don.
Yeah, that's what I remember in that light bulb.
There's some really unflattering photos of me in those. as Jane on the staff here can attest.
Oh,
she said, "Do you have anything from the last century?"
Do you have anything before they were using Brownie cameras?
I said, "I'm sorry about the mustache and the hair and the clothes, but." It was the 70s.
Yeah, that was the time. We're with Don Michaels. He was nice enough to stop by on my last day, and I really wanted him to because I love all of our listeners, and I just want you to meet the person who's filling in. And, again, he loves the music just like we do. I saw John Ruccovino, one of our longtime listeners, great friend of the show.
I see his emails.
Yeah, and he stopped in, and I haven't listened to it yet. But he gave us some vintage Donnie Love the mic from 1975. I haven't listened to it yet. But
70, well, maybe 77, maybe.
Okay.
I wasn't here in 1975.
All right, well, no, were you in Texas?
I was in Texas.
I think that's what this might be from.
Oh, my Lord. So, how did he find that?
He's a resourceful gentleman. So we've been a little busy, and I haven't been able to go in. And do it yet, but we'll do it. So, but yeah, it's great to have you on,
Paul. I would like to say that it's an honor for me to step into your shoes. You know, I admire you greatly, and it's been a real pleasure working with you these past few months. And they're big shoes to fill, metaphorically. So I'm looking forward to it. Ouija listeners are loyal. They're kind. I loved chatting with them on the phone, but. You're going to be missed.
Well, thank you.
You know, and it's a real, real honor for me to come in here and hold down the fort. And I will do my best to keep the listeners happy that you've been doing for the last 9 years.
Yeah. Well, they are. They're just the greatest. And some of these listeners have been with us since we used to do our Saturday Night Cruzzoli show on WLTE.
Yeah, I listen to you a lot of Saturday nights.
Yeah. So that kind of friendship and loyalty, the ups and downs that we've all been through, it's just been a great ride. And as I told listeners a week ago Friday, really fun job, stress-free. For the most part,
yeah.
I mean, every job will have its little ups and downs, but it's just time to retire. And one of the things that Don and I talked about, it's fun just being on the radio, being somebody's friend, but our late boss and owner, Greg Borgen, really said to you what he said to me, because you had these long talks during the interview to find out who you were, what you did, what you knew. We both have been around the block, and we've both worked at stations where it's not wrong. It's just the management style was kind of micromanaged. Not with Greg. Last thing he said, have fun today.
Yeah.
Yes. And walked away.
That's exactly right. That's more than one occasion.
Yeah. Have fun today.
He'd be walking out the door, or he'd say, are you having fun?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
he wanted us to enjoy our jobs. And just like you and I have always felt in our careers, that kind of comes through, and you get to share that with the listeners. So,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you and I really both owe a huge debt of gratitude to Greg Borgen.
It's hard for me to put into words.
Yeah.
I got to share something, and I've shared this with you before, but I'd like to share it with the listeners to kind of describe the kind of guy Greg was. My second Saturday, about 3 o'clock, he calls me. First he says, in that gravelly voice of his, you know,
I couldn't listen to you last week. I couldn't turn you in. I tuned you in today, and I just want to tell you, you sound fantastic. You sound great.
I kind of pulled the phone away from my ear, because who does that in radio? Who, the owner of a radio station, takes the time to call you and tell you that you're really sounding good and you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
And I was quite taken aback by that and very moved by it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's the kind of guy he was.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's Greg.
Yeah.
That was Greg Borgen.
Yeah.
You know, Don and I come from the times, and again, different stations. We both work for big corporations.
Yeah.
Many times you would crack the mic, and I used to love it when, because John Lastman for a while was our program director. John, of course, worked all over at KQ.
And I knew John when he was a teenager at KSCP.
Teeny bopper.
Yeah.
But John was our PD for a while at WLTE, and I can so remember doing a break, and you could see through the studio window through the hallway, and I'd do a break, and I'd turn the mic off, and I'd start a song, and here would come John, and I'd go, oh, crap. Here we go, you know.
Yeah,
and he'd open the door, and he'd say, did you just say, you know, something very, very stringent guidelines?
Yeah,
and then he would hotline us. We had a special line that only the boss remember.
Oh, sure.
You had a hotline?
I know hotlines well.
Yeah. John called up one time and he said, did you just say? And I said, no, that wasn't, that wasn't me.
Yeah. Well, I don't miss those days.
Yeah,
you know,
but good guy though. Good guy.
I've worked with a lot of great people.
Yeah,
and
as we have
career.
Too. Yeah, as we
I'm
have
so
too.
So thankful for that. But
we're glad you're here.
I am glad to be here, and I've enjoyed doing Saturdays since the 1st of August last year, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I won't be doing that anymore.
Yeah.
So sorry about that, folks.
Well, at least for now, that could trust me. That could change.
What do you know?
Well, I'm just saying.
What have you heard?
I heard that I'm retiring.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish you and Paul all the best of luck in your retirement,
and I hope you
thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy yourselves.
Yeah,
you've earned it, my friend.
Thank you. We're going to be doing some backdoor stuff too. We're going to I have a studio from home. We've actually broadcast from there before during COVID, and we will be doing some commercials. They know I like to do commercials, and
all right,
there's a couple of clients who said, "Hey, can you still do our spots?"
Sure, why not? And, you're the voice.
I love it. It's fun to do from home. Plus, you get to go down and you do it in your pajamas. No, you can't.
See, that's a visual I really didn't need to have in my head, Paul. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Well, it only worked here once, and then they clamped down dress code.
We only want to see you from the chest up, Paul.
Oh, that's great.
Again, thanks, Paul, and thanks to all the Ouija listeners. I'm looking forward to entertaining you during the week.
Yeah, this is Don Michaels, and he's going to be your host starting on Monday, and a good guy. So thanks for the emails, too. It's WDGY.
Nobody jams more oldies into your radio than we do. Ouija FM 92.1.
Doing that old Memphis song, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, Trying to Live My Life Without You. That's our good buddy Charlie, who has been listening for, oh my gosh, Charlie, how long has it been working at the U? And you, again, a great friend of the show. So thanks for the fun we've had over the years and the good request. And Charlie's fun because he likes to kind of go through the alphabet and pick out some winners that we can play. So been a great one, and that's just an excellent one right there, trying to live my life without you. Getting all choked up, CB. Thank you, brother.